Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. This is a sound you don't hear much in Southern California. A plow trying to clear the highway after a rare winter storm dumped snow around the Los Angeles area. And then some. Driver's nightmare, though, is somebody else's dream.
Me and my son, we went and played around in the snow. We got our dogs out, let them run around in it. It's fantastic.
Blizzard warnings for the mountains and flood watches below are expiring tonight. Weather Channel meteorologist Molly McCullum has a look at what's next for the storm.
What starts in the west doesn't stay in the west. This dynamic system will move into the plains, bringing the threat for tornadoes, hail, and damaging winds Sunday evening.
In northern Arizona, the problem isn't snow, ice, or rain. It's the lack of any or all of the above. More from CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Lake Powell is now seeing its lowest water level since the mid-1960s because of the region's continuing drought.
The lake is down 75% from when it was nearly full in the year 2000. So we have a quarter of this lake upon which 40 million Americans depend still left.
The long-term outlook from Colorado State University water scientist Brad Udall.
All signs point to additional warming and additional drying. There's a term for it, aridification.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
As the war in Ukraine enters its second year, rallies have been held around the world on this Saturday. German media reports say China could be negotiating to send small battlefield drones to Russia. CBS's Christina Ruffini is at the White House.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
CIA Director Bill Burns spoke with CBS's Margaret Brennan for Face the Nation.
We also don't see that a final decision has been made yet, and we don't see evidence of actual shipments of lethal equipment.
Now, Beijing has also put forward its own 12-point peace plan, and President Zelensky is calling for a summit with the Chinese. But President Biden dismissed it, saying if Putin is cheering it, can it be any good?
Several large newspapers say they'll stop carrying the Dilbert comic strip after creator Scott Adams' remarks that are being called racist and hateful. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
In a video posted to YouTube this week, Adams called Black Americans members of a quote, hate group, saying white people should stay away from them. Adams has written Dilbert for three decades.
Adams says he was trying to make a statement about discrimination. The LA Times, Washington Post, San Antonio Express News, Cleveland Plain Dealer, and USA Today Network are among the papers saying tomorrow's Dilbert will be the last one they publish. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at...
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Cold Black River, the great equalizer, kicking off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That's from Hillbilly Zeus. 420 decibels before that. That's from their latest album, Live at the Spaceship. I love the Cold Black River folk. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. This is Max Inc. Heavy. Original local music from Wisconsin, but focusing on the hard rock and metal. And some punk, too, Rocker. How you doing tonight, brother?
Good, Jimmy. What's happening? Happy Max Inc. Heavy.
So we're going to do this together for a while. I want to do more radio. I miss spinning the hard rock and the metal. I one of my favorite genres and the punk here. So I've taken over the captain's chair and Rocker is the admiral.
Oh boy.
Flying. Bust out the vodka, brother.
Flying the Navigator. Yeah, Jimmy. Hey, and we have a bunch going on. We're going to bring in Cherry Pit Studios owner and the Heroes Lie guitarist, Menominee Falls native Eric LaBrosse. He's going to be in on the phone, actually, talking with us. He's the guy behind Bad Boy, Imperial Fall, Saint Tragedy, Lockjaw, even Ironplow, Jimmy, and Essential, Last Crack at 11.
So many bands have recorded at Cherry Pit Studios over the years. It's just amazing. We play a lot of them here on Max Inc. Radio.
We do. And you have some queued up for us, I think, tonight, don't you?
We do. We're going to get into some of that later on. We got some Imperial Fall. We'll do some Blame It on Kane and some Saint Tragedy. Right now, brand new music from Carbellion. They got a show coming up. Are they going to be at Rockfest in July? And I suspect there's going to be a show near Madison sometime in the near future, Rocker.
Jimmy.
Sometime. Who knows? It's Carbellion, their brand new one, Bar Fight. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music that is Imperial Fall. And Recognize, love that Imperial Fall. They actually recorded that at Cherry Pit Studios. Is that right, Rocker?
Yes, sir, Jimmy. There's a whole bunch of bands we'll be playing tonight that all come from Cherry Pit Studios. And we'll be talking to Eric LaBrosse coming up a little later.
All right, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes, actually. Maxine Kevy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online, too, at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Salvatore's. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Eric is going to get on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. A lot of good rock and roll plus Essential Last Crack. It is Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. The CDC is now responding to the East Palestine, Ohio chemical train wreck. Associate Director Jill Sugart.
We're happy to be here to try to learn a little bit more information about any potential health effects that may have occurred to individuals as a result of this incident.
Officials have said the air and water is safe, but some residents say they've been getting sick. People in Oxnard, California can usually spend some pleasure time at the ocean, but this weekend they're trying to stay dry and warm because of a severe winter storm that's made driving more than the usual Southern California challenge.
Before you know it, you can be driving in this and you hit the ice.
The Lincoln Memorial, the scene for one of hundreds of rallies for Ukraine around the world today.
A year when the world came together to say, in words and in actions, we stand with Ukraine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The moment restless in destiny reflect. I feel it too. So we're gonna make it. The stronger will survive the past. I'll go. Do what it takes to stay awake. Feed the dream we hide. In the moment, it's the top. Is the moment.
some old stuff right there. It's called Maraschino, and the song is called Red Lights. Make sure you check out the webpage, civicmedia.us. Hit the Max Inc. radio page. All the archives are there, ripped out interviews, and there's so much more to come. Civicmedia.us. Hit the Max Inc. radio page.
Jimmy, Cherry Pit Studios is located in the heart of Menominee Falls, just north of Milwaukee. Once a home studio, Cherry Pit has evolved over the years as owner Eric LaBrosse has created a list of local and national artists he's recorded over the years, including legends like Bad Boy and Sunspot to contemporary favorites like Imperial Fall, Blame It on Kane, and Saint Tragedy. Eric is known from his days with local Milwaukee favorites like Maraschino and currently sings for the band The Heroes Lie, and they've made a great name for themselves in the Brew City. On the phone with us to talk a little Maraschino, Cherry Pits, and Heroes Lie is Eric LaBrosse. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. That song, Red Lights, brings back some memories, I tell you what.
It was a rocking song, man.
Oh, gosh, those were the days, man. You know, I was just out of high school. We were touring the country, going to California, Florida, Texas, playing all over, living broke in a new town every night and making new friends. And, I mean, some of those friends that we met along the way I still keep in touch with. I know in Monroe, Louisiana, Glenn down in Florida, he was manager for the Secret State. Just all great people, man. And, yeah, funny story. Glenn was a manager for one of the bands we toured with down in the Southwest there. And he's actually next to my dad in the yearbook for Nathan Hale High School.
That's pretty interesting. Eric, well, there are many facets to Eric LaBrosse. We just heard a few. Producer, studio owner, musician, and you even work in the music licensing industry. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with you, who is Eric LaBrosse and how did you get into music? What's your backstory?
Good question. Who is Eric LaBrosse? All right. well, I think I always played in bands in high school, you know, cover bands, playing Nirvana, playing Lit was big back then. That was the big song, My Own Worst Enemy, when I was in middle school, high school. So playing in cover bands, and then when I was a senior in high school, or junior in high school, I think we started to form Maraschino, and it was actually originally called Big Cat Malt. And we had a saxophone player. We played the Ghostbusters theme song as one of our covers. It was awesome. Won the Battle of the Bands back then. And then after high school, my brother, who played guitar, and myself and everybody else was like, well, you want to take this to the next level? You want to hit the road? And next thing you know, we were packing Milwaukee shows. We were playing all over the country. And, you know, a couple tours, we ended up doing pretty well for ourselves. And, you know, the time came where that, you know, that book just had to close. And so that book closed, and it opened up an opportunity for The Heroes Lie. But, yeah, just kind of all started with, you know, always been involved with music. You know, I played clarinet in the high school band and stuff, and then the rock bands and stuff. And, And then with Maraschino, I cashed up my 401k from my job I was working at the time to start a studio, because we were spending an ass load of money recording three songs. It was like $3,000-$4,000 for three songs we were recording back then. I won't say where it was or what we were doing. And I was like, you know what? I think we could do this ourselves. So I built a studio out of my parents' basement where Maraschino recorded that record, The Picture of Us All. And that was the very first record. It's still hanging in the studio lounge today. And very first record that I ever recorded and co-engineered, co-produced with the band, and mainly our bass player at the time, Nick Medini. We were the two guys heading the whole, you know, engineering production side of things, and the band obviously was involved. And then it came to the point where I was out in California touring in San Francisco, staying at a buddy of a buddy's house, you know, because that's how you do. You meet people, you know people who know people, and you find any floor to sleep on.
Because you're living broke.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm outside having a smoke, and I get a call from Jordan, and Jordan from Child on Fire, Prolapse, was the band name back then. He said, hey, I really like Maraschino's record. Can you do ours? And I said, well, I guess. I was like, I don't even know what to charge you, dude. I was like, what's fair? You know, we kind of discussed it a bit. We came to a price of $200 per song, and it came and recorded out of my parents' basement, and that was the very first band that recorded, and things just kind of took off from there.
Wow.
And yeah,
Now, your parents, it sounds like they were behind you and your pursuit of music. Tell us a little bit about how important the effect of your parents were on you.
Well, they knew I was just starting off, and they were, and I was super lucky, super, super lucky for them to, you know, help provide a place for me to start a business. And even though there was, you know, Sunday morning, 9 a.m., there was drums playing. It was insane. Any other parent in their right mind would be like, hell no. You know? So get your tea and crumpets out and then rock and roll with the drums that are hammering downstairs at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And their basement was unfinished, I remember. And I go to my dad. I was like, hey, you know, that basement hasn't been touched for years. I was like, I'm gonna finish it. Because in Menominee Falls, if you own the home, you can do your own electrical work. It's just got to have a permit pulled and have to pass an inspection. That's it. So he goes, you're not doing that. You don't know what the hell you're doing. So I go to Home Depot and I buy this book. It says Wiring 1-2-3. And I was like, hey, I could do this, right? So I'm reading the book on how to do electrical wiring and all this stuff. Passed the inspection, built the studio. And, you know, they provided me the place to start the business and eventually just got to the point where it made sense to rent from somewhere. And, you know, that's where Cherry Pit moved to Cherry Pit 2.0. And we are currently on Cherry Pit 3.0, where I own the building now.
You know, your story is very similar to Max Inc. Radio. You know, you started Cherry Pit in your basement. Max Inc. Radio started in my basement.
That's right.
Nice.
The basement of Jimmy K, Studio K.
You got to start somewhere, man.
Always start at the basement. Work your way up.
Now, you recently recorded my band, Iron Plow, but you have a long list of bands, and you've recorded both locally and nationally. Tell us about Eric LaBrosse, the producer.
And how was Rocker the drummer?
Rocker the drummer was great, first off. It was awesome working with Iron Plow and, like, knowing those guys through the scene throughout the years and finally getting the call to work with them. I was like, all right, let's do this. You know?
It was a lot of fun.
They got some really good, really good catchy tunes, man. It was an awesome experience working with you guys. And, you know, Eric LaBrosse as the producer, I guess, you know, I'm pretty set in my ways and I know what I want and how to get there. A lot of people see music as a very colorful thing. I see it as very black and white. And that's my job as a producer, to create, you know, a product. And, you know, from point A to point B and get there efficiently, both cost-wise and time-wise. I know compared to a lot of studios, I'm pretty affordable, and that was one of the reasons I started the studio, was to create a high-quality recording at an affordable price from the ground up with bands that come in. And, you know, as Rocker knows, working with Iron Plow at the studio, I think that, you know, hits all those nails on the head. So,
yeah, well, I couldn't believe how quick you got through things. I was just amazed.
15 years of doing it, it'll get you doing it pretty quick. The only thing holding me back now is the older I get, you start to slow down.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, tell us about your current band, The Heroes Lie.
Oh, The Heroes Lie. I'm actually visiting the original bass player who played bass for 10 years for The Heroes Lie, Brett. He's my best friend. Maraschino closed the chapter on their band, and it kind of ended with them giving me the boot for multiple reasons, and we'll say multiple reasons I didn't agree on.
So
I got the boot from my band, and Brett got the boot from his band, and we both had a mutual friend in the music industry. His name was Doug Johnson. He booked for Summerfest at the time, and he worked for Summerfest, and there's a handful of booking guys at Summerfest that I've grown to know in the years now. They're all awesome, amazing people. I know they ran Yellow Foam Music Conference for a bit, which is amazing. I meet Doug at this networking event, and I think it was in Madison or Chicago or something. I was like, you're Doug. I was like, you know Brett? He goes, yeah, I know Brett. I got, you know, his band Dark Shift or Silver Gun, Summerfest gig opening for like Seven Dust or something. I don't remember exactly who it was. But they were, you know, up and coming, and they were starting to gain some momentum, and then Brett got the boot. And I was like, well, I got the boot for my band. I was like, this Brett guy who you're talking about, like, who is he? Like, can I get a hold of him? Does he want to start a band? So I call Brett, and I'm like, hey, you want to start a band? And he's just like, well, you know, I'm kind of getting a little bit older, and I thought that I was kind of hanging up my coat, but you got a studio, and I saw Maraschino playing. You guys are really good, and okay, let's do it. So we started a band. and then rounded up some more members. We actually rounded up Maraschino's original drummer, Bob Packard, to start The Heroes Lie. And then we found Chris Newland through Bob Packard. They played in a band called, I think it was called String Theory or something like that. But they knew each other and they played together. So we formed The Heroes Lie and we recorded a record then. And then eventually Bob got a job offer to move to La Crosse. And we ended up using Paul Newland as our new and current drummer. It was Chris's brother, and he's been with us since. But we recorded our first record, and we had an opportunity through Reverb Nation to license our music, and we submitted it for it. I did some research on the company. They were called APM Music out of Los Angeles, California. And I was like, oh, they're the largest catalog licensing company in North America. What better way to start licensing music? You know?
Yeah.
So after like about a year or two, nothing was happening. We weren't really making any money, and everything came at once. All of a sudden, there's our music was on this NFL playoff promo with ESPN. We had a theme song for a WWE wrestler. His name was Mason Ryan. And when he left WWE, we flew him up for a show, and that was cool as
Wow.
I remember the most surreal moment in my life is I go to the airport to pick this son of a bitch up, and I was like, okay, he's not going to show up. He missed the flight. Something happened. I go to the baggage claim. There's this freaking, like, 20. He looked like he was 20 feet to me, you know? This
wow.
monster sitting at the baggage claim. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like, wow, this is actually happening. All right, cool. So I pick him up, take him to the hotel, pick him up from the hotel later on, take him to the show. Cool as dude. Oh, my God. And he's just like,
we're on FM radio, though.
Oh,
that's okay.
F that out. But so he's like, at the show, he's like, can I have a beer? I'm like, dude, you're in Wisconsin, man. Come on. Like, what is, you know? Well, yeah, you can have a beer. You know, because he's all worried, like, well, I'm being hired to do an appearance and whatever. I'm like, no, drink with us, man. Have some fun, you know? And so that was pretty cool. Then we had a video game. We had a song in WWE 12. We were the theme song for Husky Harris and that. And currently we have our song, Where's Your Hero Now, is TJ Perkins' theme song. And he had a song of ours in WWE, and everybody loved it. And when he left WWE, he says, hey, I still want to use your music, can I?
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah.
Of course. Dude, that's a great story. It is so awesome. I love hearing that history. We're running a little short on time here. Does The Hero Lie or any other bands that you're associated with have any shows coming up anytime soon?
Yeah. The Heroes Lie has a show coming up. We just booked one November 4th at Da Bar in West Dallas, Wisconsin, with Lockjaw and H1Z1. And I just got a message about this a couple of days ago, and I got the confirmation from the guys. So it's a bit further out, and there's a good sporting chance you might see us at Summerfest. We're always we're the band they call when someone cancels. So it works out to our advantage pretty much all the time, because we got direct support for Greta Van Fleet and Shinedown 1 year. We opened for Pop Evil and Anthrax last year. So,
nice.
You know, look for us at Summerfest if someone cancels.
Hanging out with the rock stars. If people want to get more information about Cherry Pit Studios, all your bands, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Cherry Pit Studios, Facebook and Instagram are the two best ways to get a hold of you. If you just look up Cherry Pit Studios with an S at the end, on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Cherry Pit Studios. And then same for Instagram, instagram.com, yada, yada, Cherry Pit Studios. And then The Heroes Lie, same thing. Facebook, Instagram, /The Heroes Lie.
Eric LaBrosse, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Max and Kevy. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Let's do a song from The Heroes Lie right now. Get Over It. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media.
Too much, or maybe you heard too loud. Your skin.
Heroes Lie on Max Inc. Heavy. That was, what song was that, Rocker? Tell me again. Get Over It. That's what it is. Thanks to Eric for stopping in tonight and having a chat about Cherry Pit Studios. Rocker, what's coming up next week on Max Inc. Radio?
Oh, coming up next week, Jimmy, we are going to have Adam Tesfaye live in the Devil's Lair. And we'll be talking to Greg Delman from Studio 301, plus a few other guests.
Greg, was he in El Trea? Is that right?
That may be true. I think you are ringing the bell there, Jimmy.
I like ringing the bell. Don't forget, if you want to check out the archives, download past interviews. It's all at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. I'd love for you to stop by. And be sure to send us music, too. If you're in a band and you want to get your music on the air, you can send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Let's not just bottle up the truth.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.